Be back, guarantee.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. We launch here in hour number two of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. We bring Sam back on the line in Texas, talking about the nature of consent and what it takes to actually consent to something. The people who believe in government, people like Fred Parcells, who is a government bureaucrat here in the Keene, New Hampshire area, people that believe in the government believe that there's no real explicit consent necessary, that just by moving into an area, one is automatically consenting to obey all of the absurd and arbitrary diktats of those who claim to be governments. But Sam, not only did you want to address that point, but you were also going to get to a point about, well, what about the people that didn't move in? What about the people that were born in whatever specific geographical political designation it is we're talking about, whatever city it is that you live in? The bureaucrats will claim the same thing wherever you are. So what was your point that you were trying to make before we had to go to the news break there?
Well, I've read this or listened to this audio book by Frederick Douglass, who was a slave who stood up to his slave masters and basically told them no. And that book drew some very, very powerful corollaries between the struggle and the things that he stood up against and the way government treats us. I've really come to see government as the new slave masters. Now, they're certainly much nicer slave masters. We don't the plantation's much, much bigger.
You wouldn't want the slaves to actually figure out they're slaves. You won't want them to figure out they're living on a big plantation.
And you get to go around and pick where you want to work, but you do still have to, just like Frederick had to take money back to his master. You know, he would earn $3, and he would go back and give that to his slave master, and he would give him maybe a nickel or a dime.
Right. In this case, the slave masters are going to kick me out of my slave housing if I don't pay them what they call property taxes.
Or if you work in a normal job, they take 50% of your money right off the bat before. Mm. Now, see, that's one of the other things. They've taken the process of actually me having to go and give that money and hand it over voluntarily away from me, and they just do it before I ever get the chance, and they've threatened all the companies into following these rules.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's also, let's see, there was a guy named Mr. Covey in this book by Frederick Douglass. Mr. Covey was the guy who would break the bad slaves. When your slave started acting up, when he started getting out of line and getting these ideas like, hey, I think I should learn to read, which, by the way, that was against the law because they didn't want the slaves reading. They would understand, hey, this isn't right, and they would seek freedom.
Right.
They would go, and that's the same way the courts work. Now, the courts, they don't forbid us to read, but they sure have made up their own language that the average citizen doesn't understand and makes it incapable of him, you know, to go in and defend himself.
Yeah, it's called legalese.
And, they're willing to force you into contracts that you don't understand or consent to, just like the slaves. Let's see. So really, Fred is one of the is the modern day Mr. Covey. He's where the bad slaves go to get broken and to learn to respect the authority of the state. Now, granted, there are people who are violent who, you know, should be responded to, I think, with violence in order to stop their actions, their harming of another person. But that's not good enough for Fred. He really has to break the people. And I say this because I heard a comment on his radio show where he said something about Russell Canning riding his bike and, ha-ha, he decided to follow the laws. And that's
right.
Because with police, winning is so, so important to them because they're right. And if they're right, they always have to win. And what this means is,
think about it for one moment. Actually, let me have you call back because your line's getting kind of iffy, and I want to have you just dial right back in and see if we can clear that up. Is that all right?
Let me just switch to a landline real quick.
Okay, just call me back.
Okay.
All right. So we're going to continue this conversation here in a moment, but I liked where he was going with the question of, well, if Fred is claiming that one consents to the rules of the government people by simply moving into a geographical designation, then how do you handle the question? And this is good because I've never actually asked this of Fred, and maybe Sam or somebody or myself can call when Fred's on his radio show and ask him these questions on the spot. But because that's really the only way to get an answer out of Fred, because he'll never answer your questions via email. So the question is, what about somebody who was born here? What about somebody who was born where you live? Did they consent? At what point did they opt in to the system? They didn't get the choice to be born.
And they're subject to the laws from the moment they're born. I mean, there
right.
have been young children charged with crimes.
Sure have.
So
how's all of that work exactly? Is that an argument to say that, well, everyone really is truly a slave? Is that, you know, the idea that if you were born somewhere, you have to obey these people calling themselves government? Isn't that an exact argument to prove that there really is still slavery today? We're back, I think, with more Sam. Sam, are you there?
I'm here. Sorry about that. Okay, so where I was going to with talking about Fred, for him, right and wrong is determined. Right and wrong is just so important to him or to, I think, most police officers. And for him, right or wrong is determined by what the government says, because people like Fred, I guess, don't believe they're capable or smart enough to decide what's right and wrong all on their own.
Well, they can't
themselves.
Create their own system of morals. They have to rely on what someone else has said.
Right. And, you know, as a former slave master, he believes in the other slave masters and their authority, and that's the right way to do it, because that's what he dedicated his life to going out and creating.
So again, we will continue to pressure these bureaucrats to get answers to our questions, because if they want to claim that I'm a slave, I would like for them to out and out just go ahead and let it be known. I want to make that very crystal clear.
Yeah, and then I think people will begin to see that is what's happening here, and they will, just like they did in the 1800s, seek something different.
And that's what you've started the process of doing with your activism down in Texas. And, of course, you are going to be moving that activism here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, which, of course, we discussed is a movement of 20,000 liberty-loving activists here to New Hampshire to concentrate our activism to achieve liberty in our lifetime. And this really bothers people like Fred. And if, you know, people like Fred, they have to come to the understanding that, well, only more people are going to be moving here. There's not going to be less people coming here over time. Year after year, the amount of people moving to New Hampshire for more liberty is going to get greater and greater. And the level of frustration that these career bureaucrats are going to have with what's going to happen is going to get higher and higher. So either Fred and the people like him will have to learn about liberty, begrudgingly, and come to understand what it's all about and learn how to honor their neighbor's choices, or they're going to have to leave because they're not going to like it here.
I don't think they realize the position that they're in today. I don't think they realize that we're going to go out and just live free, and they're going to have two choices. They can either crack down, which is going to attract more people. I mean, it was hearing about Lauren Canario's story and how she was getting arrested and hauled off to jail and refusing to participate that really got me involved and made me really, truly start thinking about signing up for the Free State Project and moving up there.
Yeah, it was one of the things that got me excited, too. There's no doubt about that. And I know that for a fact that the activism you're doing, and you aren't even here in New Hampshire yet, is really getting people jazzed and excited about coming here.
Good. Or the other choice is they crack down, and then they look like authoritarian thugs, and the
Wait,
same result.
I thought that was your first choice, was the crack down.
Oh, yeah, that was. All right, let me, the other choice is to ignore it, in which case
yeah.
people say, hey, that looks really cool. Let's go do some of that. And
right.
it just grows and gets bigger.
Yep, and then their power will just sort of wither away over time. And I expect that'll be what we'll see happen. I hope they don't go with the crackdown option, because I really don't want to end up in an internment camp. And I don't really feel like it's going to go that way, even though the negative Nancys out there will say, well, that's what's going to happen. Y'all are going to end up in jail. Well, isn't it possible that this time could be different, Sam?
I think so. I mean, if you look at the jails, the way they're set up today, what is the inmate-to-guard ratio? How many prisoners prisoners would it take refusing to participate in the system and teaching others to do the same before the whole thing comes crashing down?
Right, because if you end up getting put behind bars, then you can just evangelize liberty and non-cooperation to the people who are already there. Not that you can really
audience.
Well, not that you can expect them to jump on board, but they'll listen, and maybe they'll consider it for the future. Sam, thanks as always for the call tonight. We appreciate the discussion. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI line for you. This is Free Talk Live.
Welcome to the Shack Radio Minute, with thoughts and commentary on spirituality by the author and collaborators of the best-selling book, The Shack. Here's Paul Young, Brad Cummings, and Wayne Jacobson.
So, Paul, you call yourself an accidental author. You mean you didn't set out to write the greatest American novel?
This is not the greatest American novel.
It's a story of your pain and some wonderful healing.
And it is that. And it was a gift. I'm the accidental author because I'm not a for real one. I never took the class. I never tried to be one. I wasn't writing this to have an identity as an author. It was just a gift for my children.
And what I love about it is it points a new way to say, how do we do wonderful things in our lives? It isn't necessarily that we can orchestrate them, like we think we can get all the plans and put it all together, but responding to the simple things right in front of you, writing a story for your kids, sending it to a friend, and what culminated from that has been astounding.
And one of the beautiful ingredients is the fact that the genuineness, this comes out of a life that was touched by pain and healed by an extraordinary God.
For more information on the New York Times bestselling book, The Shack, please visit theshackbook.com. What if there is a God who really loves you? For those who have ever wondered how God can exist in a world of unspeakable tragedy and sadness comes a riveting new novel that could change the way you think about God, The Shack. Number one on the New York Times bestseller list for the last 6 weeks is the most talked about book of the year. It's an uplifting, endearing, unconventional, and often controversial look at a man, his pain, and an unbelievable encounter. The Shack is available wherever books are sold.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease, such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Hey, Bonnie, no more pickpocketing for us. I have an easier way we can steal people's credit cards without them even knowing they've been robbed.
How so, Clyde?
I have this RFID reader I picked up on the internet. Just by waving it near you, I can skim your credit card information while your cards are still in your purse. Just watch.
Hey, look, that's my info on the screen. You gotta be kidding me.
Nope. With 50 million credit cards with hidden RFID chips, I figure we'll make a fortune. As long as people don't hear about Identity Stronghold.
Why? What's Identity Stronghold?
They make the secure sleeve. When people keep their credit cards in the shielded secure sleeve, I can't read them.
Do a lot of people already know about the secure sleeve?
No way. Most people don't realize they even have chips in their credit cards and passports.
Clyde, we should get some of those secure sleeves.
I already got some. I also got some to fit our passports. Identity Stronghold has secure sleeves for sale right on the internet at IDStronghold.com.
IDStronghold.com?
Right. Or you can call them at 1-800-610-2770.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at FreeTalkLive.com.
Did This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away. So enjoy those on us, including archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just go click and download right there on the front page of freetalklive.com. Also, download Nick's show, Free Minds TV. Though you can't really download the episodes of Free Minds TV, you can download the episodes of Free Minds Radio at freemindstv.com. TV show you can watch on YouTube, and yeah, you can watch all of them for free, which is great.
Yeah, we try to give the content away because it gets it out to more people than if we try to charge for it. So,
how has the radio show been going? You guys been picking up some new listeners from that?
We have. It's been growing steadily. We've been picking up some people on Stickam, and I don't know. It's hard to judge how many people are listening on the Free Talk Live stream because we are on there on Sundays. So
you're probably getting more people via the podcast, I would imagine.
I would think so.
Yeah, it's just harder to get people to tune in live.
Especially on a Sunday in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
It's kind of an odd, it's an odd time, but the plus side is it doesn't conflict with other shows. So,
but you guys cover some liberty issues that we never have a chance to get to here on Free Talk Live. And, of course, it's you and your co-host Toby and different viewpoints, a pro-liberty content, and it's TV, which is cool because you guys put a lot of effort into that. So people definitely should check it out at freemindstv.com. It's not like a radio show where you can just roll in, get out of bed, come downstairs, flip on a microphone, and do the program.
No, it's definitely TV is definitely a lot more set up in terms of what, for a half-an-hour show, takes a lot more work. Because radio show, you just turn on the equipment
right,
and do a sound check, and you're good to go. So,
but how cool that there are enough activists here in the area that you can staff a once-a-week kind of a TV show. And I think we're going to see more of that. I mean, that's one of those examples of that outside-the-system, market-based activism that's going on here. That doesn't necessarily have anything to do with politics, though you guys do cover political issues on the program. It's that, you know, that activism level that people can really get into that makes a difference, that people are paying close attention to. People that don't even pay attention to politics will come across your show, and if it's entertaining enough, they'll stay on board, they'll listen, and they'll watch, and they'll learn things about freedom. So, freemindstv.com. We continue with your calls coming up tonight. Still have to talk about a man who was arrested for photographing someone. We'll tell you who he photographed and where this all went down. But first, we go to your calls about what you want. Sandy's on the line. Ladies first, calling from Alaska. Sandy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. I guess I was calling off subject. I apologize.
It's Free Talk Live. Sandy, you can call about anything. So it's your subject. What do you want to talk about?
Okay, on here it says Monday hours 1, 2, and 3, corrupt cops. Well, they're not all corrupt.
No, they're not all corrupt. You're right about that.
And sometimes he did, you know, use a little force. But you got to keep in mind, these people are out there, and they're at risk of being shot. Sometimes there's no backup. Sometimes it's just insane.
I understand
and
there
are
a
lot of times that they really have to take into consideration their own personal safety.
Sure. I understand if you're dealing with violent criminals, then obviously you need to be safe, and that all makes sense, and they should be concerned about safety in those instances. However, what we've seen is that there are a lot of cops that are put in the line of fire completely unnecessarily because they're out enforcing bad laws on people. They're trying to arrest people for growing plants and doing drugs and things like that. And in the midst of all those arrests, inevitably bullets will fly. And we've seen cops getting killed, whether they were corrupt or not, I don't know, because they're dead and we can't ask them and we can't find that out. But they're dead and they didn't have to die. If it weren't for the war on drugs, those cops could still be alive out on the streets looking for rapists and murderers and things like that. And, you know, if the cops were out there doing going after real criminals in that way, then I don't think very many people would have a problem with them. But the fact is, they aren't. They are enforcing bad laws on innocent people who've never harmed another person in their lives. And for that, we will continue to hold them accountable on this program, especially those who say one thing about what they believe, and that is that they want to enforce the war on drugs, while on the other hand, they are corrupt and they are out there stealing drugs and cash from drug dealers, and they are out there selling drugs on the street, and they are out there doing all manner of various different scummy, corrupt activities. And so the fact is those things do go on, and that's what we you know, that's what we were talking about that night. We weren't suggesting that all cops were that way, Sandy.
Things do go on.
Yeah.
But you got to keep in mind, I'm calling from Alaska, so we're a little more liberal about, you know, plant life.
It's true. You are up there. Alaska is leading the way as far as recreational possession is concerned. That much is the case.
Yes.
And you deserve to be applauded.
Every once in a while, the feds do step in and try and make an example, like to scare us or something. But that's not, you know, they're not, I mean, my dad was one, and he had, there were things he would talk about sometimes, like how he would meet people, like running into them or something. And everything, you know, he knew who to keep an eye out for and who, he just kind of worked the people. And that's pretty much what they have to do. But Alaska is such a small state, we don't have as big of a police force as everyone else. So a lot of times when they have the adrenaline going, a lot of times it's not that they want to, they're trying to kill someone, or they really believe they are in a panic situation and they are really believe
sure.
that they are.
I understand mistakes can certainly be made, but when you've made the decision in advance to go and arrest somebody for drugs, then you're making the decision to put yourself into a dangerous situation, which I would like to see those cops just decide to not do that anymore and keep themselves safe.
If they're making it in advance, that means that they are going to have backup, which they shouldn't be in a situation where they are panicking. They have backup. They know that they're going to have someone backing them up. That's
right, but do you agree that what they're doing there is wrong? I understand you're talking about all these safety issues, and yes, I understand the cops want to be safe when they go and they arrest innocent people.
Well, they arrest guilty people who do need to be arrested too. I mean, that's
right. But I'm talking specifically about the cases of drug dealers and drug users and things like that, where the criminals are nothing more than consenting adults who do not pose a threat to anyone whatsoever. Do you agree that that's wrong of them to do?
Well, for the ones that are actually not posting any type of threat, yes, but we have mobile meth places up here.
Sure,
those
sure.
people are posting a threat
no,
to everybody.
Not really.
Especially because, no, if they're mobile and they're cooking, yeah, they are.
Well, I suppose you're suggesting that they could somehow crash their vehicle and put someone in danger. Is that the idea?
Not only that, but the smoke that's coming from it.
That's all a result of the war on drugs, the reason why there are mobile meth labs. I mean, for instance, have you ever heard of a mobile aspirin factory? Okay. Well, that's because aspirin's legal, and you can manufacture it under quality-controlled conditions in a laboratory environment. And if we actually had re-legalized drugs, then
but
all
I've
the methamphetamine could be made in a...
hydroponics either.
That's true. It'd be a little more difficult to do that on a mobile basis.
Yeah.
It could be done, though.
I think a better parallel might be, say, Al Capone. As opposed to having Anheuser-Busch distributing beer during Prohibition, we had Al
gangsters.
Capone and other gangsters who were bad people and did commit violent crimes. And I think that's the reason, you know, a lot of drug dealers are violent individuals, too. Not all of them, but there are a number of them, especially at higher levels, that will employ violence as a result of... Well, go ahead.
Well, that's because the drugs mean money.
Right, because it's illegal, see?
So the
solution, very simple, is to re-legalize the drugs, and that'll take a significant portion of the profit incentive out. And I want to thank you for the call, Sandy. More coming up. You can take control. Bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
By the age of 60, half of all men have a prostate-related problem. Is there an alternative way to relieve suffering and pain of an enlarged prostate? There sure is. It's called Poulien, and it's offered exclusively from NaturallyPure.com. Poulien is a patented supplement for the treatment of prostatitis and BPH, also known as an enlarged prostate. Formulated by a Chinese master herbalist, Poulien contains vital nutrients proven to have powerful anti-inflammatory effects on the prostate. Put an end to those frequent trips to the bathroom with no adverse side effects. Right now, a two-bottle treatment is available for the low price of $49.95. Call 805-434-5444. That's 805-434-5444. Or visit them online at Naturally, that's 1L and NaturallyPure.com. That's NaturallyPure.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 10% off of your order. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Stop the agony, stop the pain. NaturallyPure.com, your source for prostate health.
Life has changed. We're not 21 anymore. We have responsibilities. That's why there's Drinkin' Made Hangover Defense. Sure, we've done our share of partying.
Yeah, dude.
Now, kicking back with the neighbors and a few beers is more our style. But let's face it, as we get older, even that can leave us feeling run down the next morning. With Drinkin' Mate, you can have a few drinks tonight without waking up feeling like you had a few. Drinkin' Mate's patented and proven formula of guava leaf extract has antioxidants and other unique properties that help prevent the headache, queasy stomach, and dehydration even a few drinks can leave behind. Just dissolve one Drinkin' Mate in water and take it before bed. It's that easy. The next morning, bring on the responsibilities. Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense is available at retailers nationwide. Pick up some today. Remember your Drinkin' Mate and wake up feeling great.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Non-X-Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Non-X-Man, and your toenails need Non-X nail gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see them.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Non-X nail gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic in sandals.
Oh, I will, Non-X Man.
Great. Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails.
Don't let Non-X Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Non-X Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Longs, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. Germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. Germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone 800-492-1073. Payment plans available 800-492-1073. Germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up what you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free on the site, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove they listen to the show. Just go to shrine.freetalklive.com and see what it's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. In Chapter 6, Subterranean, Tad Galahad goes to hell. In hell, he finds nanobots, killbots, sexbots, supermodel clones, immortality, and a rocket ride off this pale blue dot. Go to freedom-engineering.com. That's freedom-engineering.com. Our number here, 800-259-9231. So just to recap briefly for Sandy a few moments ago in Alaska, yes, not all cops are corrupt, but the cops that are corrupted because of the fact that there are products and services in the marketplace that have been prohibited by the people calling themselves legislators, and that drives those products and services underground, therefore encouraging all manner of various different scummy, corrupted activities. In fact, Nick, you've got a story about police corruption. We'll get to that. It's going to be coming from the border, the southern border. We'll talk about that here in a moment, but your calls are primary, so we go first to Tom in Florida, who is on the line. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I wanted to comment on the property tax situation.
Certainly.
And actually, first I'd like to make a comment on what Sam was talking about. He talked about what about the slave born on the plantation? And, you know, he fell under the jurisdiction of the slave owner. And then you drew the example of, well, how about somebody who was born, say, in Keene, right?
or wherever it is you are, yes, and whatever political designation that the plot of land you are living on happens to be designated.
Well, I think kind of you have to look at the bigger picture. Somebody that was born in Keene was actually born under the jurisdiction, and I know you guys are not really big on government, but actually they were born under the jurisdiction of the United States Constitution, and they were born within a state which was part of the Federation.
So therefore, what you're saying is that consent is not actually a part of the process. Even though the government's own documents claim that government is by the consent of the governed, you're saying that's just not the case.
No, I don't think you have to do anything that you don't consent to, and I think that they automatically assume that, you know, in other words, your silence means that you consent, but I think that if people are more vocal and say, hey, I don't have to do that, I can show you why. Let's read the state constitution, which has to be compliant with the federal constitution.
So
let's
then
go
therefore,
over this together, and I'll explain it to you.
So then therefore, what you're saying is that by birth, they are under the jurisdiction of the government until they so claim otherwise?
No, I'm saying that under the constitution, you're not constrained in any way unless you're committing a crime. So you're free.
Okay, but they've named all kinds of different things as crimes.
Well, those are bylaws, and those are statute laws, and they're not really even laws.
Well, they believe they're laws, like
well,
the cops believe they're laws.
Well, actually, let me cut to the point where I was going to talk about the taxes. Apparently, you know, when you deal with these people, they're not worried about you because they have no liability. You said that, I forgot the other radio talk show, so that apparently he's going to be liable for court costs and all kinds of stuff, right?
Yeah, well, our co-host Mark was considering suing the town that he lives in because of some property tax issue. He wanted to get a bunch of questions answered, and then he found out that if he lost the case, he'd end up having to pay the costs of the attorney for the town, which could amount to who knows how many thousands of dollars.
Right, so they've got you. They think they've got you because they've got nothing to lose, and you've got a whole bunch to lose, and that's kind of the way it goes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, apparently, now I listen to different talk shows and read different things, and I'm no expert, so I'm just going to throw this out there because maybe some of your listeners would do some investigating on it, whatever. But you mentioned a guy a day or two ago, a guy in Florida. Was his name Thompson or something?
Jack Thompson?
Some guy discovered that a lot of the judges down here haven't taken an oath of office.
That's correct. Jack Thompson, who is widely known as the anti-video game violence attorney, he was on the right side of things in that particular case where he outed those judges for not actually swearing an oath.
Well, you can't throw the baby out with the bath. He's on the right path as far as the judges not taking the oath of office. And last year or so, and of course it was published for a little while, then it went down the memory hole, apparently like 2/3 of the judges in New York State haven't taken an oath of office either, which is kind of curious because apparently our system was set up, from what I understand, to where if you can only be governed through your consent, and your consent is done through the ballot box. Anyone who then you've given your process.
Now, hold on. Before you go on, I've heard that claim made in the past, and I don't know if it's true.
I don't either, but
There's nothing explicit about that. I mean, yes, there was at one time here in New Hampshire a line on the voter registration form that said you'll agree to obey all the laws. I crossed that out. Turns out they actually changed the form. Now it doesn't have that line on it anymore. So it's never been really made too explicit that in any way voting equals consent.
Well, I mean, if you follow it back, your constitution in your state has to be compliant with the federal constitution. If you read that, you realize that, you know, government is, you know, the consent of the governed,
but
and we do that through the process of electing a public official. In other words, everyone you
I never
with,
consented to the federal constitution. That was done by a small group of men hundreds of years ago.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm going past that and saying, let's accept the system as it is. I mean, I understand when you're saying, what the heck is government, and hey, it's a bunch of BS anyhow.
Right.
But let's assume we're going to play according to the rules.
Okay.
And those are the rules that were set up. And anybody you deal with, you have to have consented, and those have to be a public official. And apparently, a public official has to have taken an oath of office.
Right. Those are the people who absolutely have consented because they have to swear to the oath, which says they, you know, agree to abide by and, you know, worship the Constitution or whatever and all the laws that are applicable to it. So they are the only ones that I can tell that have actually explicitly made it very clear that they consent.
Well, anyone that you deal with, I'm thinking, in say the property tax, they're nothing more than an employee because they're not an elected official. So somewhere up the line of command, somebody, the buck has to stop somewhere, and they are responsible for the person you're talking to. In other words, they might act like very arrogant and act with impunity, but basically someone has to be responsible. And if you can, from what I understand, when you take an oath of office, you're also supposed to basically post, or you have to purchase a bond which ensures your good behavior, which means you'll stay within the confines of your oath of office.
I've heard about that. So all judges and I'm not sure if it's every single government office. Do you think they actually make every government bureaucrat buy a bond to get their job? That doesn't seem very likely.
No, only if you're elected. Because, you see, when you become an elected official, you are a beneficiary of the people. I mean, I'm sorry, you're a fiduciary.
So government bureaucrats don't swear an oath?
You are on a responsibility.
Government bureaucrats don't take an oath?
No, because they're all employees, from what I understand.
Okay.
They're nothing but employees. But somewhere along the line, somebody is up, over you, or not over you, but has basically been given permission by you through the ballot box, and they have to have taken an oath of office. And the oath of office has to be accompanied by a bond. And it was specifically put there so that if you could prove that they had violated their oath of office, you can personally seize their bond. And typically like $1 million or something, it's quite a lot of money.
Would these judges that haven't actually taken an oath, would they even have a bond?
Well, the thing is, more than likely from what I can figure, again, I'm no expert, I'm just talking here, okay.
Okay.
But I think they're probably nothing more than what you'd call administrative hearing officers, and they're really not public officials. If you haven't taken an oath of office, even though they've been elected in, because all judges seem to be elected from what I understand.
I think it varies
we're here in Florida, you get elected.
Generally, I think it's by appointment for at least for the state Supreme Court and some of the higher courts.
It varies by the estate.
More than likely, whoever elected them, whoever appointed them, might have had to be elected, and they had to take an oath of office.
That's probably true.
Therefore, somewhere in the pecking order, somebody is held responsible and does hold a bond, which ensures,
But doesn't a government judge make the decision as to whether or not they violated their oath in the first place?
Well, it's not up to them. If you can hold their feet to the fire and prove that they violated those oaths of office, you can seize their bond.
I would love to see if anyone has actually ever successfully done that. Tom, if you ever find that out, let us know, and thank you for the call. Interesting discussion.
I'm not sure that everyone is bonded. It may be that way in Florida, but I'm not sure that...
Every elected official?
Right. I'm not sure that state representatives in New Hampshire and other states
or
actually
city councilors
have a bond.
More coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live. What do you know about this?
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600, WebEx.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. PepperSpray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now. Not yet available on Iowa.
High fuel prices for gasoline and diesel are taking a huge bite out of budgets for individuals and businesses. But there is something you can do. Fuel Saver Incorporated's Fuel Enhancer Formula will not only stretch each gallon of fuel further for mere pennies per treated gallon, but also cleans fuel injectors, pumps, and reduces emissions. Average improvement in fuel economy typically ranges from 8 to 20% or more, saving you 30 to 80 cents on each gallon of fuel at the pump. Now there's a boost for your budget. Fuel Saver Incorporated's product is completely safe for your vehicle, gas or diesel. In fact, the product is currently in use in motorcycles, cars, trucks, buses, RVs, boats, ships, and locomotives. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com. Or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811. Or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Fuel Saver Fuel Enhancer. Start saving on fuel today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. And the features include the bulletin board system, the live streams, the updates. We give it all away to you. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, then just go and become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. You send $3 a month to the program via any major credit card, PayPal, or an alternative option, and we will take that money and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations across the country, and therefore spreading the message, or thereby, rather, spreading the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible. So you get perks, too, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room and forum, and more. Go and get all the details and get signed up at amp.freetalklive.com. Speaking of the toll-free AMP call-in lines, we go to them, and we talk to Nick in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Nick.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Just about that topic, Frank, I guess, emailed you. You guys have been having an email conversation, and he mentioned a little town up in Minnesota where the roads and everything is free, and he, or not free, but owned by the property owners themselves.
Correct. Government claims no ownership of any property in North Oaks, Minnesota, and the emails were between myself and Fred Parcells here in Keene.
Oh, okay, Fred. All right. Well, basically, I think that the point isn't so much of, as Sam from Texas made, who was there, who about the who lived there first or who was born into the town, but who owned the property first? Let's say that the homeowners association was built by a one singular company, and they built this land, or everything that was built on the land was built by the homeowners association. In that case, it would be their property.
That's correct.
It would be completely just for them to maintain who would come on that property, who would live on that property, and everything else.
Well, as it would be if the homeowners association was formed by 100% consent of the individuals living in a given area, so that would also be a legitimate way for them to be formed as well.
Yeah, what Fred seemed to be confusing was that I'm not sure exactly that people in regular towns, the towns own the land in the town, which isn't true. The towns have done absolutely nothing to mix their labor with the land.
They have not in any way homesteaded as your...
Yeah, they haven't that's exactly the principle that I'm getting at. The idea isn't so much about who claims ownership as it is who homesteaded.
Well, let me play devil's advocate, because in many places, whether it's the municipality or the state or the county, the government did mix its labor with the land and built the roads at taxpayer expense, but it was a government agency that built the roads.
But it was out of taxpayers. Well, it was extortion. If a mob boss comes, takes your money, and burns down your house, is that saying that you burned down your house?
Well, I mean, it's still a homestead if you're making the argument that labor on the land creating either a road or obviously buildings
but
are done by private
companies. It's not legitimate homesteading.
Yeah, but no, we're not really even talking about the road so much as we're talking about what I claim is mine. I don't claim that the road is mine. It'd be nice if I owned the chunk of road out in front of my house, but that's not my claim. I claim to own the piece of property.
Right,
know?
But unfortunately, if you're going by what the government's going to argue, is that most of the United States has been incorporated based on the federal government either purchasing or simply conquering with the military tracts of land, and then allowing people in certain areas to vote and form a state, but it was granted from the federal government on down, with the exception of, you know, the 13 original states that created the federal government, and Texas and Vermont, a couple others were their own countries that disjoined relatively voluntarily. But basically what you've got is the government claimed to own the Louisiana Purchase is about half of the continental U.S. as it stands right now, the lower 48. So that land was all purchased by the government before people ever lived there.
But
so,
I think what Nick was getting at,
was it purchased? It was purchased illegitimately.
Correct. And what Nick problem. In Illinois is pointing out is that when a thief comes and steals your property from you, goes to the pawn shop, you know, takes your bicycle or your PlayStation 3 or whatever, goes to the pawn shop and gets a couple $100 and then goes out and buys, you know, whatever it is that he buys with the $200, is that his property? What he purchased with this essentially is stolen money. Is that his property? And the answer is no.
Absolutely
legitimately,
not.
It is not. And so, therefore, anything that government claims ownership of is actually simply unclaimed property at this point.
You can make that argument.
And even if you said that it was originally a consensual government, the fact is that enough of what the government does today is so illegitimate that it should be taken as a justified process to give back to the people that it has stolen from. So that means that everything the government has done, even if it was originally consensual, has become illegitimate for what it's done now.
I'll certainly agree with you there that the government has gotten so out of hand that you can't really make the argument that whether they were legitimate in the past in trying to impose what was essentially a voluntary government or not. At this point, some of those arguments don't really hold water anymore. We have to deal with the realities today.
Nick, any other thoughts tonight?
No, that's about it.
Thanks for the call, dude. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Coming up, we'll still talk about the Border Patrol, but a quick story here from TriCities.com, where nearly everyone carries a cell phone, and it's hard to find one without that camera feature. It's convenient when you want to take an impromptu photo, but a Tri-Cities area man ended up behind bars after snapping a shot of, what do you think? What did he take a picture of?
That
could have possibly landed him in jail.
A naked child.
Nope. Actually, this time it was a clothed Johnson County Sheriff's deputy during a traffic stop. The cell phone photographer says the arrest was intimidation, but the deputy says, get this, he feared for his life. Scott Conover, who was arrested, says, Here's a guy who takes me out of the car and arrests me in front of my kids. For what? To take a picture of a police officer? The sheriff's deputy arrested Scott Conover for unlawful photography. Conover says, you took a picture of me. It's illegal to take a picture of a law enforcement officer. He took a picture of the deputy on the side of the road during a traffic stop, and Conover was stunned by the charge. He says, this is a public highway. And it was not a place where there was a reasonable expectation of privacy, as the Tennessee Code states. The deputy also asked Conover to delete the picture 3 times. He said, if you don't give it to me, you're going to jail. Under the advice of the Johnson County attorney, the sheriff would not comment, and the arresting deputy said he didn't want to incriminate himself by talking to us. In an affidavit, the deputy said he saw something black with a red light, which he thought was a threat. Conover was also arrested for pointing a laser at a law enforcement officer. He says, at no time did I have a laser. I had an iPhone. When you take a picture in the dark with Conover's iPhone, there's no flash or any light that comes from the phone that could be mistaken for a laser. In a witness statement by a Mountain City officer, it says the deputy asked about the picture rather than looking for a laser. If you arrested me, wouldn't you take the laser? If you arrested me, wouldn't you take the camera? Said Conover. He expects the charges to be dismissed. He says the guy maliciously arrested me, charging me with phony charges that he didn't even understand himself. So it sounds like that the ACLU may get involved in this particular case, and it does sound like Mr. Conover is willing to fight this particular injustice, which is good. But how outrageous that this is happening in the so-called land of the free, where police will arrest you for photographing them. Because they'll claim that they were scared of your camera.
Yeah, I don't know if it's that they're scared of the camera. It is outrageous, but I think what they're scared of is that maybe somebody's taking pictures of them who perhaps they arrested in the past. There are a lot of people out there who might have something against a given officer, and I think that's where why they're concerned about pictures being taken to show, you know, this is where he's working now. He usually works this section of the highway. That's what they're worried. I don't think it's a legitimate concern exactly, but I do understand why the police would be worried that they've pissed people off enough that somebody is going to try to track them down.
That I would understand. I guess I could understand that, but in no way does it justify arresting somebody for taking a picture. And I know you weren't making that argument.
No, but it does point out that the laws that they're enforcing, and, you know, obviously law enforcement officers or whether it's a defense contractor or whatever, it would be under market paradigm. You would still have bad people out there that they would need to worry about, whether they were drug laws or laws against consensual acts. But certainly, I think the drug war has certainly created a situation where a large number of people in the public don't like the police, in addition to other wars on consensual behavior. So,
toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's quite evident that bureaucrats of all shapes and sizes and all bureaucracies do not like the video or still photograph camera. It is our greatest weapon against them, and the more of us we can get together with cameras in the same place, the more likely we'll be okay. This guy was all alone, and so they just ran all over him. Hour 3 coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
In this age,